A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is our Power Couples segment on Money FM 89.3, inspiring interviews, Singapore stories. But for that, we have a couple of hardworking Malaysians here in Singapore. I'd like to welcome Yiling Lim. She's the CEO of Smarter Me, and her husband, Lee Yit Ming, who is also working as a startup boss for Smarter Health. Guys, welcome to Money FM.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason, for having us.
Good to see you both. We're going to hear about how you met shortly. But firstly, Yiling, tell me about Smarter Me. It's an education platform which equips children with the skill set, mindset and heart set to define their own success and happiness in the future. I love the sound of it.
Thank you. So precisely that. I mean, Smarter Me is a school. We prepare kids for the future by equipping them with the skill set, mindset and heart set. And by that, what we mean is that we teach them coding, robotics, entrepreneurship, design thinking, as well as mindfulness. Ultimately, we do online classes and we also do offline holiday camps.
Oh, I love that because it's so progressive and so integrated with the way things are going with IA and everything else. So, Ming, tell me about your startup, which is called Smarter Health.
Yeah, so we are an online health platform where we connect patients from all around the region to quality care in Malaysia and in Singapore. We connect them to the right specialists. We tell them upfront what treatment plan they need and how much it costs.
Right, right. Okay, so it's you've got the smart thing on both startups, yeah. which I like that. And you work side by side, don't you, in the same
yes,
office?
Yes, we do.
And Ming, you are working with Yiling, but not sort of, I guess, so directly, but you have the interaction, don't you? Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, we go to work together. I mean, we sit literally next to each other on a daily basis. We have weekly meetings. We go for meetings together outside, whether it's meeting investors or schools or teachers or even interviews with new hires. Yeah, so we work quite closely together.
Mm. So I suppose I might also add that, you know, before Ming actually started his own startup, Smarter Health, he was very actively involved 24/7 in Smarter Me. So between the time from when he quit his corporate job and before he started up Smarter Health, he was very involved in Smarter Me. And to today, he still stays on as really more of the strategy guy. So he's very involved in the strategy, business development part of things.
And you've done Smarter Me for a couple of years now. We've read about it in the Straits Times, of course. And both of you have a background with banking and mergers and acquisitions. Tell me about that, starting with you, Ming.
Well,
and that's how you met. So yeah. I guess you should tell me that story first.
So we met in 2012 where we were doing the IPO for IHH Healthcare Berhad. So it was a dual listing in Singapore and in Malaysia. So I was the officer at representing IHH and she was a banker at Bank of America and Merrill Lynch then. So that's how we met. We were literally cooked up in Ellen and Gledhill meeting room for like 6 months.
Right.
Right, working close to maybe 17, 18 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah, for the 6 months. So that's how we met.
And Yiling, you've got a very impressive background in banking and mergers and acquisition and, you know, had some pretty high-powered roles. So talk about how you met and, you know, the kind of path that you had to where you are now.
So I started out working in CIMB more than 10 years ago, actually, and doing corporate finance. And then 8 years ago, I moved to Singapore, joined Bank of America Merrill Lynch. I started out being a general banker and then started covering more and more about consumer retail technology, which is really what started sparking my interest in the tech side of things into the startup world as well.
Mm.
So after spending a good many, many years, almost a decade in investment banking, I felt that it was time to move on. I wanted to do something of a little bit more of an impact personally and also to the community around me. And that's when I decided to really just take a leap of faith.
And you're only 32. In fact, today's your 32nd birthday. You're a tiger from the year of the tiger, like myself. And, you know, you've done a lot so far. And, of course, there's the other aspect as well, because you're both your parents, you know, to two girls. Tell me about that, Ming. And it's from your first marriage.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, the two girls actually serve as quite an inspiring role into this startup. So we actually looked at what they've been learning in school versus what the real world is. The technology is evolving so quickly, but a lot of it is not taught in school. And we thought, well, why is that? You know? And we felt that, you know, in order for them to catch up later on in life, when they come out to face the real world, they need to be prepared, and which is why that is the inspiration behind Smarter Me.
Got it. This is our Power Couple segment, Leo Yit Ming and Yiling Lim, right here in the studio too. proud Malaysian. So you told me off air that the daughters are actually with in KL away from you, and so you only see them once a month. That must be quite challenging.
Yeah, it is. But we do FaceTime on a daily basis. Mm. Yeah, so to really catch up on what's going on in school, how's relationship with their friends going on, you know, things like that. And then I'll also give them updates on what's going on in their business. Yeah. So to keep them up to speed.
And they're 9 and 12, so it's good ages. And my daughter's around that age, like she's turning 9 shortly. So I love the way that, you know, you look at them, Yiling, and that's how, you, in a way, is the inspiration for Smarter Me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I remember the 12-year-old, she came home and she was asking, so why is it that we need to study geology? Mm-hmm. How is that going to serve me? And the younger one, the 9-year-old, she's really into gaming. So she asked, yeah, why can't we learn all these things in school? And really, that was the moment when we thought, that's true, you know, it hasn't changed since the times we were educated, our friends were educated. But as adults, we are constantly being told we have to upskill ourselves. Mm. And yet for our kids, nothing has changed. So there's going to be a big gap in the future. I mean, 21% of jobs won't exist in the next 10 years, right, in Singapore itself. And that's when we decided, okay, let's start out Smarter Me. But I must say, you know, I think earlier on you asked about how it was leaving that job to start out Smarter Me. Mm. And it wasn't easy. Mm. I think it was really a big leap to leave something that's so comfortable, right, and something that I've been doing for so long. But ultimately, it was also driven by the girls, because as parents, we can always tell them, just try, don't be afraid of failing, you know, just give it your all, try your best, right? I won't scold you if you fail, right? Or if you don't score good marks or whatever it is. Mm. But what better way to do it and to share with them that we truly believe in it than to actually do the same thing ourselves? So when we finally took the plunge and I quit first and started out Smarter Me, and when we came up with the new website that we currently have on our site, our 9-year-old actually wrote us a review and sent us a letter saying how the website was amazing. She couldn't stop bragging about it to her friends. And her last line was this: thank you for showing me, and thank you for inspiring me and showing me that anything is possible.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty touching. Yeah,
that really is great, because, you know, I can relate with my daughter, and I see her go to school. She goes to local school here in Singapore. Excellent education, as you know. But there is a lot of parallels that I can see to my childhood, you know, the pencils and the books. And it's like, yeah, this is some parallels. Even though we are in a completely different age here in 2018, 2019, there are some crossovers that maybe seem a bit out of date. And there are the way things are changing. Ming, it's kind of, you got to keep up, right? You got to keep up, because the jobs that our kids will be doing aren't the same as what we've done.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. So what about the challenges of being a stepmom? Tell us about that.
I think, well, quite frankly, when we first started out, and I've known the girls for a long time before we got married, but when we first started out, the biggest struggle for me was, and I told Ming this, was how do I parent them? There are so many people in this equation. Where do I fit in? You know, do the original biological parents actually take precedence when it comes to decisions around the kids?
Yeah.
And, you know, even with a normal pair of husband and wife, there's bound to be disagreements, right?
Of course, yeah.
But now with four in the equation, because they do have a stepdad as well, where do we fit in? And that's when Ming said, ultimately, you need to do what you feel is right. When you feel strongly about something, just tell them, just share with them. And whether or not they take it, it's up to them. And so for me with the girls, I think what we've done is really maintain a very open relationship or open communication. So what I feel is I have the opportunity of talking to them really as I would to a friend, and I don't hide anything from them. So when it comes to even talking about Smarter Me, I will tell them about my challenges. I will come home, I will say, you know, this stuff just quit today and I'm actually feeling a little bit down. Mm. And my 9-year-old will start asking me why, and I'll explain to her, and sometimes she'll actually give me pretty good advice. And she would, at one point, I remember when this stuff quit and I was feeling a little bit down, I asked her, what should I do? And she said, well, I think you should allow yourself, you know, a couple of minutes to feel bad about it and then go and find a new one. But I think it's the part about sharing, right? Not being afraid to be vulnerable in front of them. And that has worked out pretty okay, I think.
Oh, that's fantastic. This is our Power Couples segment with Yiling Lim, CEO of Smarter Me, and Lil It Ming, who is the CEO of Smarter Health, two Malaysians here in Singapore. You know, I have a lot of Malaysian friends. I used to work up there, and I do see how well Malaysians are doing here in Singapore, and there are so many of them. Ming, why do you think that's the case? Why do Malaysians tend to thrive here in Singapore?
Mm, I'm not so sure about standing out or thriving amongst the rest, but I think a lot of the Malaysians who came, who left the country to go overseas, whether it is Singapore or anywhere else in the world, they have a hunger to achieve certain things, right? Where they can't, maybe they see less chances of achieving it back home, which is why they left the country. And I think, again, I don't think there's a outstanding achievement that Malaysians have done here in terms of overachieving among the rest of the races or other nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's amazing, though. I think you can see the difference, the kind of enthusiasm that Malaysians bring, I think. But they're hungry, aren't they, Ealing? And that's what I think you've brought to your startups.
Yeah, I think I'm going to echo what Ming said, which is I've worked with a lot of Singaporeans in my old job as well, right, in banking. And my ex-colleagues, they're all equally hungry. They're all equally
driven.
Yeah,
of course, yeah.
I think the only thing is maybe just being daring to take a little bit more risk and coming from a country whereby we've always had to try harder, I suppose. The other thing also, I think, is exposure to overseas education. A lot of Malaysian Chinese especially do go overseas for studies. And perhaps, and that's just a guess, but perhaps that has actually exposed us to a little bit more of a worldview. And a little bit more of what's out there.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the way things will go forward for you, you know, it's a couple of years in with your startups. Do you think you can really grow it into something special?
Absolutely. So if we're talking about SmarterMe itself, you know, earlier this year, just to quote two examples, there's one called General Assembly, which is a US-grown coding school. They do corporate training, they do adult training, and recently they've been bought over by a French HR firm for 400 over million.
Wow.
The other one is in China as well. There's a company called CodeMile VIP Kids, all online education, some in STEAM, mostly of them in STEAM and STEM. And they've also done incredibly well. But I think what's more important is for us, SmarterMe, the purpose why we are here is really to equip or to provide all kids with the opportunity for alternative education, to provide them with the opportunity to learn all these future skills, the skill set, the mindset, and the heart set, as we say it. Because right now, not everyone can afford it. Not everyone has access to it. And we are talking not just in Singapore, but really in the region. Yep. And for us, it's important, if we truly believe that the world is changing and all these skills are what's going to be required, then all kids should have the opportunity to even try it out, to get inspired.
I think Singapore is fortunate because of the level of education here. But if you look at around the region, like Indonesia, even Malaysia, Vietnam, and etc., the access to this education, whether it's coding, robotics, or entrepreneurship, or even design thinking, is actually quite rare. It's not easy to find. So giving these kids access is really our mission.
And what about the way forward for Smarter Health? What you got on the horizon?
Same thing. I mean, right now, the healthcare system is very opaque, right? Even if I need, let's say, to do a procedure, let's say a bypass, right, I will not know how much it will cost. And Singapore is very fortunate in this region because everyone is covered by insurance. But assuming if I'm cash paying, I will really have no clue how much the bill will cost until after the procedure. So giving them transparency is important.
Yes,
right?
We've got a few shocks, don't we, sometimes?
Yeah, and especially for medical patients from around the region where the provision of care is not as great as what we have in Singapore, right? They would come to Singapore or Malaysia, and making it transparent to them is crucial, and that's what we're trying to do, and for patients all across the region.
So how do we find out more, firstly, about Smarter Health and also about SmarterMe?
Well, the website is www.smarterhealth.sg, right? And SmarterMe is
SmarterMe.sg.
Yep.
SmarterMe.sg. Okay, so this has been our Power Couple segment. We've had Leo Yit Ming and Ealing Lim right here in the studio. Happy birthday, Ealing. How do you feel
Thank you, Jason.
On your birthday, all on the radio show?
Really excited. I mean, this is the first best gift ever.
Oh, look, it's a fantastic thing that both of you are doing, and you're juggling your family and everything else. Many thanks for being my guest here on Weekend Mornings.
Thank you for having us.